We have on the line Rowan Polovan, Rowan being the national chairman at the South African Zionist Federation. Rowan, are you with me?
Yes. Hi, Simon. I'm here.
Even better. You're clear as crisp and fantastic, which is marvelous. Rowan, it's a hell of an important day today. It is Yom HaZikaron, a very serious, very significant day in Israel. And I thought, who better to talk to than yourself, the national chair at the South African Zionist Fed. I thought maybe before we get into the nitty-gritty of it, on a personal note, what does this day mean to you?
Simon, Yom HaZikaron is obviously a way where myself, along with the entire Jewish community of South Africa, in the diaspora and around the world and in Israel, we mourn with our fallen soldiers who have given their lives in protection of Israel's continued existence and, I would say, that of the Jewish people. And I think that is extremely meaningful, you know, for us to commemorate and to listen to some of these, you know, heart-wrenching stories. Many of us are connected to many of these fallen heroes, these self-sacrificing individuals who fought for and preserved Am Yisrael. And I think we all owe an enormous debt of gratitude to these soldiers and obviously also to the victims of terror, which we'll commemorate as well in this very solemn occasion of Yom HaZikaron this evening.
I was saying on a very personal note earlier that I don't know what we, us who were born in this time, did so right to have the privilege of being born post-Holocaust and in an era where we have a state. And for 2,000 years, we haven't. And now we do. That enables us to stand proud, be proud. And I think that the significance of that sacrifice, you know, should not be lost on any of us. But yeah, that's just my personal take on it. Rowan, if one wants to identify, if one wants to join a service or a commemoration this evening, how does one do that?
Simon, it's very, very simple. So at about 10 to 7 this evening, if you go to our website, which is sazionfed.co.za, so it's sazionfed.co.za, you literally just go to that link, and you'll be able to click through to the online ceremony that we're hosting alongside Masa. And you'll be able to watch it alongside our entire community and internationally. So that's very, very simple. Just go to our website and you'll be able to join in. And the same applies for Yom HaZikaron tomorrow and on Wednesday. And you just go to our website and you'll see all the events and you'll be able to participate online.
Yeah, hear you loud and clear. And we'll take your advice and we'll do that. Rowan, it seems to me that the first 40, 50 years of Israel's life, there was absolute consensus by 99.9% of Jews both in Israel and in the diaspora as to what Israel should look like, how it should be. There was a consensus. It seems to me that to some extent that consensus is fraying right now. What would be your opinion on that?
Simon, I think, you know, from a microscopic level, if you are analyzing the differences within the Israel and within the diaspora, you will certainly see a lot of difference. I don't see that as a problem. I see that as the strength and power of the Jewish people. The fact that we've always disagreed, we've disagreed in a healthy manner. We have had healthy disputes. The Torah and the Talmud teach us to debate and argue and question everything. And I think that's one of the reasons why we continued as a people and we continue as a people, because we have this, you know, this ability to be Jews, but also to disagree. So I don't see that as a weakness. I see that as a strength. I'm very proud of Israel. I'm very proud of what Israel has achieved. Even this incoming government, this government of national unity, it is quite remarkable to see if you actually see the makeup of the ministers in this government in the next 2 weeks, you'll see a wide spectrum of opinions and people from the left, center, and right, from secular, religious, from different ethnic backgrounds, all coming together as a unity government. And I think it's an unprecedented situation. So I say wait and see, but yeah, as a Jew, as someone in the diaspora, as a lover of Zionism and a friend of Israel, I'm very proud and very happy to be connected to my people and to our homeland.
And I think many people listening to you, and I think in that way as a South African Jewish community, we're really quite special, because that consensus to a very large extent does hold in a South African context. It's in the American context where it seems to be fraying somewhat more. But I wanted to talk to you about a moment that's going to happen tomorrow evening. I'm not sure at what time, but as we transition from Yom HaZikaron into Yom HaAtzmaut, which I reckon is the most schizophrenic moment of the year. Have you ever personally been in Israel over this period?
Simon, yes, I have. In fact, 2 years ago, I was at the 70th, obviously the anniversary of Yom HaTzmaut, the 70th anniversary, and obviously I was also there for Yom HaZikaron, and I actually went to Latrun, alongside thousands of fellow Jews, and it was a heart-wrenching experience. You know, you literally hear directly from families who've been shattered, from one of their siblings or one of their parents or, you know, one of their friends who've fallen while defending Israel in wars for which he didn't ask for. And you sort of see the fact that Israel is such a small country, and yet everyone is connected in their own way to a fallen soldier. And, you know, you see how, for example, over, you know, if there's a lone soldier in South Africa, we've got quite a few South Africans who have, you know, gone to Israel to serve and are lone soldiers. And you hear how, you know, one fallen lone soldier would be attended. There would be a funeral where 20,000 Israelis would attend the funeral. I mean, it's so poignant. It's you know, so telling of how the Jews are connected, how we're all family. No matter where we live, we connected. And as we move on from Yom HaZikaron into Yom HaTzmaut, you know, there's a famous saying about we almost have two memorial days. Yom HaZikaron reminds us of the sacrifice that we make for the state. And Yom HaShoah, which we commemorated a few weeks ago, the sacrifice, if we don't have a state. And as we move into Yom HaTzmaut, we celebrate the state. We celebrate this existence and this vibrant democratic state that is sort of like a pillar amongst the Jews that is now thriving. It's risen from the ashes of the Holocaust, and it's just become this absolutely remarkable state in every possible way. And it's an incredible time for celebration. And I just really hope that the South African Jewish community comes together. Unfortunately, it's a very difficult time where we're all separated, but hopefully we can use technology to come together virtually and to celebrate it together online. And please, God, we'll all do that.
Ryan Pollivan, thank you as always for being there when we need you. Thanks for your input on this really important topic that we discussed today. And yeah, we will no doubt be talking to you in the near future again.
Thank you, Simon. Thanks so much.